Good morning. It's the 31st of January, 2019, and today we have the Hanged Man and Six of Coins reversed and the High Priestess reversed. Oversharing or undersharing. We are not in a very giving mood for whatever reason, but it may be a good one. Reason, not mood. We have two major arcana today escorting down the center aisle, the reversed Six of Coins or Pentacles, aka the Six of Earth, representing all that is physical, material, and tangible, our money, bodies, and earthly efforts and endeavors. On the card, a well-groomed gentleman, scales in hand, weighs out and dispenses coins to a pair of beggars. Charity given and received is one of the meanings of this card, but since the suit also rules our bodies, and with the Hanged Man and High Priestess on either side in the past and future positions being related in an esoteric sort of way, for entertainment purposes only, I will entertain the idea of checking out what this may mean were it to be related to health, which should be entertaining. We've given quite enough of ourselves, it seems, and may need to hold back a little. Or a lot. In the past position, the Hanged Man has basically decided to let the universe work itself out, which is sometimes the only thing we can do. For whatever reason, a period of withdrawal and detachment was the only option. Hanging by a thread is the phrase that comes to mind today, seeing this man, hanging by his one foot, his legs crossed and forming the number four reversed, which suggests to me a certain instability. This card, ruled by the wavy water god Neptune, can talk about drugs, alcohol, and all things hallucinogenic. Now a hang-up of the past, if, of course, we're vigilant. The Six of Coins sometimes suggests someone dispensing medication, and reversed, this could be weaning off meds or even being given the wrong kind. Inaction was the only action we could take at the time, giving in and giving it up. The High Priestess, Keeper of Secrets, Virgo and the Moon, in the future position, is reversed. Representing our ever-present intuition, we may not listen when we should and hear ourselves saying, I knew I shouldn't have trusted that so-and-so later. I hate to say it, but she could be a bad shrink, counselor, or advisor. Trust your own self. However, you were, perhaps, in the past, in no shape to discern who around you was trustworthy or not. Someone certainly isn't who they claim to be and doesn't have your best interests at heart and never did. Your gut tells you this, but you just don't want to know. Okay, fine, says the High Priestess, use me or lose me, as long as you keep your money in your pocket. By the way, she also rules all woman's things and would like you to get your hormones and thyroid checked out. The Six of Coins reverse could very well mean someone does have their hand in your pocket, or to take your damn hand out of your pocket yourself before you give all your money away to hangers-on, possibly one specific person with a whole lot of water in their chart, and or a whole lot of hang-ups. The balance here to be achieved is between not giving enough of ourselves and giving too much. Your spidey sense may be off for a bit. Best to not believe every charity case that comes along. There is an overall sense of dishonesty around these cards. Ruled by the moon, and we have a full moon in Virgo coming up, I do believe. The moonlight is lovely, but the harsh light of day may prove someone you trusted, shock and horror, turned out to be someone you shouldn't have. And you knew it. If you feel it, don't ignore it. I hope that full moon's in Virgo. If I'm wrong, I'm sorry, but I'll... Bye.